Live from the WSBA TV podcast studio, welcome to our latest edition of the G-Race podcast.
And now, introducing the lovely Big O.
Hey, it's your girl, Lovely Big O, and I want to introduce you to G-Race. That's Grace with the Lovely Big O. It is a new digital podcast that's going to be out on WSPA digital platforms and so also on Odyssey app. Now, with that being said, you know what? I need to hear from you. I got to be able to hear your story. We want to know your resilience. We want to know how faith got you through it. We want to know everything about you. If you struggled in an area and you're like, well, you know, Big O, I think I want to tell my story. Well, you can. All you need to do is go to the Facebook page under G-Race. That simple. That's a G hyphen race. See how easy that is? Grace with the Lovely Big O. Or you can send your information to lovelybigo@96.3theblock.com. Send that email. Tell us your story. If you have been a cancer survivor, if you've been in the military, you've been deployed and now you're struggling and now you like, you know what? If it wasn't for God, if it wasn't for my family, if it wasn't for faith, I would not be here today. I want to be able to hear your story. We want you to tell us your story because everybody in the community don't know. You could be saving a life. You could be changing lives. You could be making the difference in anybody's life that is like, you know what? I don't want anybody to know I'm struggling, but to see you be the difference and know that you are the difference and you overcame it, we would love to hear from you. This is an open platform. It's faith-based. We want to know your story. And guess what? It's me, your girl, Lovely Big O. Who better else to be on here with you? Someone that's going to laugh with you. And I keep tissues on deck because I cry real bad, okay? So you ain't got to worry. If you drop a tear, I'm going to shed a tear with you. We're going to cry together. We're going to laugh together. We're going to share together. It's just that simple. Send your stories in to me today at, again, Grace with Lovely Big O on Facebook. That's on the social media platform. You can pull it up as G-Race. How easy is that to spell? Or you can send me an email directly to lovelybigo@96.3theblock.com. It's just that simple. And I'm going to be waiting to hear from you. And guess what? I always respond. You ain't got to worry about an AI. You ain't got to worry about a robot. You ain't got to worry about nobody responding but me. I will personally email you back. I will personally respond to your messages to have you come and be a part. Now, don't think that we're not going to read these before bringing you on, because we are. So we need you to know that this is real. This is a real podcast. This ain't somewhere in your kitchen, okay? We in a bougie studio. I got a bougie microphone, and I got a cute executive producer, okay? So, you know, when we all get together, we're going to have a good time. Send your stories in. Make sure that you be ready to come and talk to me. And again, be yourself. It's like having a conversation with your favorite auntie or your favorite cousin, which is me, your girl, Lovely Big O. For my first episode, I had the honor and pleasure of speaking with no one better than my friend QL with 96.3 The Block and B93 radio personality of the upstate and surrounding areas. And I am so excited. We're going to talk about his professional life. We're going to talk about his personal life. And we're going to talk about some of the struggles that he went through and that how faith helped overcome, how he overcame with everything. Like, I mean, can you believe he has a speech impediment as a radio personality? Keep watching and keep listening. You're gonna enjoy it. Hey everyone, we're so excited to have our first guest today on G-Race with the Lovely Big O. And you all know what that stands for. That stands for Grace with Lovely Big O. And it's so good to have someone that is near and dear to my heart that has been with me, for a while now.
For some time now.
For some time now. And man, I get to welcome and I get to switch places with you and interview the one, the only QL from 96.3 The Block.
And don't forget, I'm also on B93.7, too.
Yes,
now. You got to tell the people.
Let's please don't forget about B93.7, because you were really a working man. You was out here working, promoting. You're doing concerts. Uh-huh. You're doing bar mitzvahs. Is that what you're doing, too? I think you're doing everything.
I ain't got to the bar mitzvahs yet. But no, like, I just enjoy being inside this community. Spartanburg, Greenville, Anderson. I mean, I grew up here, so I love this community. And the fact that I get a chance to be a part of some amazing events like the back to school events and the worship experience, or even just recently the R&B Fest with Cameo and Midnight, like legends, like listen, people that I grew up listening to.
You're doing it all. But more importantly, I want to be able to start with talking about the fact of your start in radio, because I think that radio was the foundation as of who you are, what you've become, and what you're doing now. So I literally want to know, you know, what got you into radio?
It's very interesting that you say that, because a lot of people always ask me, like, what got me into radio? And honestly, like, when I first started this thing, like, I remember being a junior in high school. I went to Dorman High School. Shout out to the Cavaliers. But I was a junior in high school. We had something called Junior Job Shadowing Day. And I remember trying to, I wanted to be an intern at, like, all these news stations. So I tried WSPA. All of the other, you know, news stations here in the community. But nobody would, like, respond back to me. It wasn't until after I got a response back, because I went back to my guidance counselor, and she said, you maybe should go the radio route. Like, there's some production jobs in radio, maybe you should go that route. And when I went that route, it was a station that was that was owned by Summit Media at the time, who allowed me to come in, allowed me to intern some of the producers, and I realized that I had a love for radio. But what was so crazy about that, though, was is after I got in to be able to job shadow at the radio station, Jamarcus Gatson from York Carolina, who's also on News Channel 7, he reached back out to me.
He's my fave.
He's your favorite. Yeah, I like Jamarcus as well.
If he's listening, Jamarcus, you got to come on and talk to me too.
But look, so Jamarcus reached back out to me, but it was a tad bit too late, and I ended up taking that run with radio. And it went from me wanting to produce in radio to understanding that if you wanted to produce in radio, you have to learn how to do it all. So you need to learn how to sell. You need to learn how to speak. You know what I mean? Like, you need to learn how to do like commercials, like all of that as a whole. So I don't know. It went from production to practicing my voice, and here we are years later as a radio personality.
And that's where I actually met you, at the other radio station with Summit Media, where you were into, at that time when I met you, programming. You were just actually going to help set up the tables, making sure that the other radio personalities actually had everything they needed. And so to be able to see your journey going from being in program to now this ultimate radio personality that is taking over, baby, the Carolinas, should we say, because I mean, you are everywhere and people know who you are. When these, when they say QL, you know, the first thing that comes to mind is, oh, that's the radio man, or, oh, that's the Ingles man. Yeah. I hear that all the time. So,
and now I'm the guy that's on News Channel 7 with Jamarcus Gasson. Yeah. Like, I don't have my own identity no more. It's oh, that's the guy with Jamarcus with the suits on. I'm like, yep, that's me.
That's you. So with that, I mean, how does it make you feel to, one, be recognized in the community versus from where you were, you know, back then? You can say, like, now, I mean, I'm living out my dream. Yeah. I'm living in my career, of a career that you didn't think that was possible.
I never thought it was possible. And here's the reason why I never thought it was possible. A lot of people don't know this, but they see me and they hear me on the radio and they're like, oh, this guy got it all together. He has an amazing voice. And granted, I believe that I do have a great voice.
You do.
Thankful to God for that. But I grew up with a speech impediment, and I never ever thought that I was going to be a radio personality. I never thought I would be in front of people, TV screens, hosting, or anything like that. Because I remember growing up, I wasn't shy, but I had a different way of expressing myself, right? And a lot of times that was not being in front of groups of audiences and hosting in front of people. I still remember whenever I got into radio, I had to host events, and it gave me so much anxiety, because I was like, I'm so used to being in the studio with the microphone with nobody around me. And then it's like, to go from that to actually having
to be in
the
community, front of people is different.
It's a huge jump. It's a huge jump. And then I was also so fearful of people being able to see my flaws. And one of those is that my speech impediment, like the stutter that I have, like, this is something that has always been with me since I was a child. It's never going to leave me. I think I just have found a way to work with it.
I was gonna
and
say,
it works with me.
You have to, like, be able to hear, to really concentrate, to hear that you have a speech impediment.
You have to concentrate, but I can hear it every time.
But I don't. I mean, the people like me that are in radio, they, even because I do comedy, I have a speech impediment, and it ain't even supposed to be there. I don't even know it's there most of the time, because we all have our flaws. But for you, you took your speech impediment and made it work for you. Like, I really think that's big, because it could have been a hindrance. It could have been a block. But you said, okay, I have this. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make it work. Was it hard for you at first to be able to even get on air, you know, in radio, you know, to go live, or even talking in front of people?
Well, because I was so used to, like, taking all my breaks. And shout out to Vicky James. But I met a lady by the name of Vicky James when working at Summit Media.
Ooh, didn't we, boy? That's a...
Well, and first of all, let me take a pause with that. Because I remember when I first started, I was producing a syndicated afternoon show, right?
Yes.
And I was the person that was supposed to air the commercials and make sure everything went on time. There was one time we had, like, corporate in the building, and I missed a cue by like 10 seconds, and then, like, whenever that happened, when you had dead air, a blue light would come on in the studio, and I'll never forget Vicky James coming in the studio. She's like, "What da, 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 are you doing? We got corporate here, da, 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 da." And she got me together. She was like, "You know what, QL, from now on, I want you to focus on getting your commercials on air. You don't have to worry about being a voice right now. We go work on that." And sure enough, they did work on that with me. Vicky James, but also Elroy Smith.
Yeah, well, you know, that was the beginning of both of our careers, is with those two people, especially, you know, Elroy Smith. And I remember,
who was amazing.
Look, totally amazing.
Yeah.
But think about it. If he had not given you a chance, I think about that with me. If he never gave me the chance or the opportunity, we would not be here. And that's where I feel like our "but God" moment comes in.
Absolutely.
Can you imagine, you know that "but God," like, oh, this is nothing but a "but God" moment, because I'm not even supposed to be here.
And let me tell you, I know it's nothing but a "but God" moment, because there was a guy who came from a market of, like, the New York market, right? And he came down to the Greenville market, and he told me that I didn't sound like $1 million. I shouldn't be on the radio. He didn't like my speech impediment. I stuttered too much. And he took me off the radio for some time. And I never forget when Elroy Smith got the job in Greenville, and you took the picture. It was at a gospel concert at the Bonsall Chorus Wellness Arena.
Yeah.
And he came up to me, he leaned to me, he was like, "I want you to audition to get back on air." He was like, you know what I mean? Like, "Come talk to me Monday and we'll make something happen." I still have that picture, because I remember him saying that to me.
I do too.
And so he brought me back on air. And when I go back and listen to that original air check, it always, I kind of feel cringy when I listen to it, because I always want to know what was it that Elroy Smith saw in me that I didn't see in myself in that time? Because my self-confidence as it regards to radio and my voice and being on air, it had been shot down because of a previous manager that I had worked with. And then you had Elroy Smith who said, "I understand your flaws, but let's work through that." And he brought in Tone Hollywood, and Tone Hollywood, like, to this day, I still have air checks and emails of them telling me, "Do it this way, try it this way, try it this
way." I still go back and listen from time to time to Vicky James, and also to your Tone Hollywoods. So to that respect, I respect them, because they did put a lot into us. But it's just amazing to me to see you where you're at now, because I remember you used to come in the studio when I would do you know, my set.
Yeah.
And you would come and you would just sit there, and I think that was like a sponge, and I was like, I'm really learning from you as well, because I wanted you to understand that, like, I literally had no clue as to what I was doing. Mm. But to be able to, someone even at my age, to learn from someone, that's why I tell people all the time, age ain't nothing but a number.
It ain't nothing but a number. A songwriter once said it before.
Listen, it's really nothing but a number. I think wisdom comes with growth. And, you know, you have grown. And I know family, you know, your family is like my family. You are really big on family, your family dynamic, with your grandmother, your mom, your sister, and your niece.
Let me tell you something. Ivy is like she has became a star of her own on the radio. Like, she loves calling the show. She sings every song we play on the radio. The other day I was in the car, she was singing "Shake It to the Max," and I turned around. I was like, "Well, I don't know how I feel about this," because she's only 4 years
old.
Well,
she listens to her uncle.
She loves it.
And she lets everybody know who her uncle is. And I think that is so adorable.
It's so crazy, because, you know, she has like this iPad now. And this morning she had FaceTime me, and I was so upset because I missed the FaceTime. But then she's in daycare. So it was like, oh, Lord. And I got to catch her when she get out of daycare. But she FaceTimed me this morning before I came to the studio.
And you better make sure that you're at the daycare to pick up and let her know that you were busy. But we want to talk about the fact of also you having, you know, that good, close relationship with your family.
Mm-hmm.
Going through something, you lost your brother, you know, and I think, this represents, today marks the day that he did pass away.
2 years ago.
Yes. But you were able to were you able to speak at the funeral, or?
No, I wasn't able to speak at the funeral. I was just more so there for like my mom and my sister and my family as a whole, because I understood that it was going to be a very difficult time. It yeah. wasn't just going to be like you wake up tomorrow and everything's going to be all right. Like, it was going to take some time to process this, because unfortunately he was gunned down
by doing
something that he thought was right, and that was protecting his family, you know what yeah. I mean. And when you talk about gun violence, I mean, our mayor Jerome Rice just put out a statement a couple of weeks ago as regards to a teen who was gunned down in Spartanburg. And oftentimes I don't really understand this whole gun violence thing in Spartanburg, Greenville as well, Anderson
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, who understands gun violence? Because it's something that we shouldn't even be saying.
And it's the teenagers. It's yeah. the young kids
Why
that has access
to
these guns.
Why do you even have access to a gun?
Well, I was just in the barbershop today, and there was a conversation, and they was like, well, you know, if you had a kid and they were like 8, 9 years old, would you teach them how to shoot a gun? So let me ask you that question.
The answer is no.
But why no, though?
I just think that's too early. I think, you know,
I agree.
Yeah, I just think it's too early.
But then you have a portion of parents who says my kids need to know how to shoot a gun, because if I'm ever in danger and I can't protect myself, then maybe they should, you know what I mean, like they should be able to
and
step in.
I guess it's, you know, it's two sides to that. I understand that, but I don't know. I just don't think putting myself in that situation where I would put my child even in that kind of situation, even have to make a decision
Absolutely.
To pull a gun to, because what if they do pull the gun and take someone? I don't want to do that.
But here's my thing. I know how I was as a kid. Like, I know little QL, and little QL was one of those kids that if you told me the stove was hot and I seen the eye was red, I believed it, but I want to touch it to see how hot it is.
Oh, so you want to touch it anyway.
Yeah.
So, wasn't one of those children. See, I believe that if you say that kerosene heater that we had in the
living
room,
I'm still going to touch it.
Was hot, baby, you ain't had to worry about me touching it. I didn't go around it. I let you put that boiling water on top of it, and I mind my business.
See, but I was totally different, and because I was totally different, I know that there's kids like that, right?
Right.
Who just want to go the extra mile just because they have access to it. Let's see what it do if I touch it this way, if I do something this way. And I think that's where the accidents are happening at. So just the whole conversation about gun violence, I definitely want to come together and do some type of, you know, put the guns down.
We
used to do this years ago in the community, but I don't think we've been doing it lately.
I think that you would be the perfect person to put this together. The reason being is because I've seen you in public where you would, where you've done back to school bashes or you've done the Halloween events. I see that you do, you know, when you're working in the community, even with the senior citizens, that to me speaks volume, because even at your age, you know, you're literally like, you are the community. You know, you think about,
I try to be,
but you are, you think about the things that you are putting out. The gospel experience that is coming August the 24th.
You don't even understand how excited I am about that. I mean, I'm even getting chills even talking about it. Because
that's 11 years.
11 years.
In radio, by the way.
I didn't even know I was going to be in radio 10 years.
Well, you
did. If you would have told me 10 years ago I would still be doing this, I would have told you that you were alive, because when I left radio the first time, Super Dave gave me a call. I don't know how this man got my number to this day, but he gave me a call.
Ain't that another but God moment?
A but God moment. Yeah.
I love the but God.
Literally, I was leaving radio but God.
See?
And he pulled me right back in. I felt like every time I tried to get away from it, he pulled me right back in. And now the life that I'm living today, I realize why he kept pulling me back in, right?
Yeah.
And then even with the worship experience, I remember when we first did it last year, when we were celebrating 10 years, there was a lot of people, they were like, well, you work for a hip hop station, and why are you doing a gospel experience?
But
and
if I'm like, I could tell the people every time I get in your call, every time that we're on the phone,
what are we listening to?
Honey, gospel.
And that's all day, every day.
That's all day, every day. And people think that I joke around when I say QL loves gospel music.
And so when I say the QL and Friends worship experience, I'm truly bringing my favorites, the people that I consume, the music that I listen to. Like, for instance, Zacardi Cortez just put out a brand new album with Jacalyn Carr, which is amazing, but he's coming to the concert. Tasha Page Lockhart, I love her because she won BET Sunday's Best, but then, of course, she was signed to For Your Soul Records by Kirk Franklin, and she went on to do this tour with Ty Tribbett just recently, and then her mama, Lisa Page Brooks, with the
And we all know, we already know what her mama can do.
Listen, and I hope her mama come with her.
You think she gonna come?
I mean, she may. I would love to see it. Listen, I would love to see it. And then James Fortune is coming too.
I was going to say, in James Fortune, you cannot forget about James Fortune.
Who's celebrating 21 years in radio. I mean, with 21 years in the gospel industry.
And gospel industry. And that's huge itself. And then you're bringing back Kalante Gavin.
That's going to be a good time, because if you're from South Carolina, you understand that low country sound of like gospel music, right? And Kalante, he really truly does tap into that. I remember when he did the concert last year, you kept telling me, you said, Kalante needs to headline this concert. And I said, I think I have my headline.
I kept telling you, the way that he comes in.
Yeah.
And the way that he takes over I'm not gonna say he takes over, but that But God moment that took over the atmosphere when he had those children up there.
Yes.
I looked at you and I said, told ya.
And you were right. You were right. Yeah. He should have been the headliner. And then the Princess of Southern Soul, Westlove.
Listen, Westlove is gonna come through. Now, you know, I don't think people realize that her background is gospel. Like,
she grew up in the church.
Yes.
So her grandparents are pastors. And of course, when you think about Southern Soul, it kind of goes hand in hand with gospel as well. So I thought it would be a no-brainer to bring Southern Soul with gospel. And I mean, especially with how Southern Soul is moving right now in 2025, I just thought that it'd be a dope idea to have Westlove there and allow her to go back to her roots and where she's from.
So now that we are bringing Westlove, because, you know, by the way, if you didn't know, I'm hosting.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
yes,
so
you are going to be hosting.
Yeah, because, you know, I don't play that with him at all. You know, people need to know that I don't play that. We're going to have our fans.
What? So should we have fans this year?
You better do something.
Okay.
Because, baby, I'm telling you.
Wait. You.
I'll come prepared.
Did you bring your fan with you?
I brought my fan because I knew you was coming.
My mama told me about the fans.
I knew you was coming.
Okay, so maybe I need to get the fans then.
You need to bring the fans I know that now. We know that some people don't want these because people are tired of it. But the Southern Soul Lady is coming. We need to bring these fans.
So we go bring the fans to the Cure and Friends worship experience.
Because you know what we have? You know what we normally have in church? We normally have the funeral home.
What we have? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The funeral home fans,
right?
from Calhoun Funeral Home.
Baby, and I was up there from Watkins and Baby, we have all of that. This is going to be a good time for sure. And I need you to tell everyone about it, because I think it's August the 24th.
Yes. So August the 24th, the Cure and Friends worship experience is coming back, and I'm excited about this because, as we said, we're gonna have BET Sunday Special with Natasha Page Lockhart, Zacardi Cortez, James Fortune is coming as well, Kelante Gavin, Kristen Jameson, who is a singer, Alicia Hicks, our worship pastor at Love Story Church, and then the Princess of Southern Soul, Westlove. I'm telling you, this is gonna be a show like no other, hosted by Lovely Big O. Pastor John Gray is gonna be in the building, Pastor Aventure is gonna be in the building as well, and there's some more surprises that I have for the people I don't want to have.
So you're not gonna tell us everything.
I haven't told everybody everything yet, but
you want us to keep waiting.
Waiting. But also get your tickets though. Like,
it's
get your tickets
important.
Right now.
Yeah.
This morning, like I literally had hopped on the app and I saw an order of 6 VIP tickets in one order. So I'm telling you, like, people are, and you remember how VIP was last year? Like, it was sold out, and then people were upset. The team was upset with me because I was selling more VIP because people wanted to be in VIP.
Stop, because we ain't got no more seats.
So I'm gonna let my assistant take care of all.
We ain't got no more gifts. We ain't got no more seats.
You're right.
Sit down. But 11 years celebrating in radio, you are doing a back to school celebration as well.
Oh, wait, and can we rewind back a little bit? I got to give a huge shout out to Big Dre Entertainment.
Yeah, of course,
Big Dre. That man is amazing. He is another But God moment, because I have to tell you this. When I was going through my 9th year of radio, and you know this, I went through a very depressing season of my life.
Yes.
And I never understood or knew what anxiety was until I went through that season in my life. And I remember I was trying to put up the money to afford this gospel concert or this experience. But so much happened and it clouded my life. I just forgot about it. And when my 10-year celebration, when my 10-year radio came, I didn't say anything to anybody. Like, from January up until March, around March or April, I get a call by a man of Big Dre, and he called me. He was like, hey, I listen to you on the radio and I want to work with you. What do you want to do? And I was like, what do you mean, what do I want to do? And then from there, he was like, well, let's do some concerts. And I was like, well, how many can I have? He said, how many do you want to do? I was like, well,
But God moment.
Another But God moment. So then I was like, wait a minute, this is my 10-year celebration. I've been wanting to do this in the first place. And then God sends a man to say, look, I'm going to fully fund this. You don't have to worry about anything, but just go and have a good time and let people celebrate you. And I can never, ever, ever thank
and
that man enough.
And let's talk about how the crowd came in. And both concerts, and it was phenomenal.
I didn't even know I could do something like that.
But you know what? Because it was a But God moment.
It was.
You got to think about it. It was really the God in you. you know, so that people can see it. Yeah. I love that.
Yes, but I couldn't do it, though. I couldn't do things like that without people like yourself, though.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you offered up your entire platform, wherever you went, wherever you were hosting, you were promoting the concert.
That's what we're supposed to do.
So, I mean... We're it takes family. A village. Yeah.
It really takes a village to pull things together. They say it takes a village to raise kids. No, but it takes a village to raise us even as adults.
Absolutely.
Yes. And so listen, I just got to be able to tell you this. I'm so honored and blessed that you are my first guest.
Well, I'm honored too, O, because, and I got to say this if I'm not sharing too much, but I got to say this. You had a little hiccup in life, right?
Yes.
You had a butt God moment this year. You did have a butt God moment. And I told you when that moment happened, I said, oh, relax. It's going to be okay.
God will take care of it.
And you didn't know that when I was saying that you would have a show.
Yeah, right.
You have a whole podcast. You have a whole show now.
And you know what? I'm going to have to bring you back on so we can flip it.
Yeah.
So we can tell the people about the butt God moment and for me. You're going to do the interview.
Okay.
What people don't know is that you've interviewed me 5,672 times. So me to be able to interview someone that I look up to, that I admire, you are such an inspiration to me. You keep me encouraged. You just keep me wanting more. You keep me doing better.
Yeah.
I think about it all the time. I listen to your show even when you're on B, when you're on 96. I'm listening, trying to make sure that my craft is just where yours is, because that's good to hear even for me. So, and that's why I tell you, age is nothing but a number. I thank God.
Age is nothing but a number. Okay, I'm sorry.
You broke out with it. But I'm grateful for the opportunity to be able to meet with you, to be able to share this moment with you. And I'm so grateful that you are my first guest on the G-Ray Show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming on, sharing your story.
Wait, how much time do we have?
You only have like 2.2.
About 2.2 seconds. Yeah. Can I give a huge shout out to Ingles, though, and Melissa and her entire team?
You got to tell her thank you, because that's what I was getting ready to tell you, that if it was not
for Ingles, if it was not for Melissa, I would not be here. You would not be here. I would not be on TV right now.
WSBA.
Shout out to News Channel 7 and also Upstate Top Teens. You know we're doing this right now in partnership with Ingles, where we're giving away $500 in gift card prizes to teenagers. There she go right there, Melissa. We're just talking about it. But anyways, you can head to our website, 963theblock.com, and nominate the teens right there. And again, shout out to Melissa. She's
when I tell
somewhere.
You, Melissa is so amazing. I'm so grateful for her as well. That was my butt God moment that we're going to talk more about.
Yeah.
We're so thankful that you were able to come on,
share your
story. Keep thriving, keep striving, and keep just being great.
Thank you so much, and congratulations.
Thank
again.
You so much, QL. All right, I'm calling all G-Racers out. If you want to be a guest on the G-Ray Show with the lovely Big O, send me your story right now at lovelybigo@96.3theblock.com, or you can go on Facebook under G-Race. That's right, it's G-Race on Facebook, and send your story if you want to be a guest on the G-Race with the lovely Big O. All right, thank you, G-Racers, for watching and staying tuned. Now, next week, I've got another great guest coming to you live. Her name is Dolores Pinson. She is the CEO of Upstate Circle of Friends, and we're going to talk about all things community. You are not going to want to miss this episode, and we're going to talk about how you can help be a part of Upstate Circle of Friends with the lovely Big O on the G-Race Show.
I had a moment this morning.
You had a moment?
I had a moment this morning. Butt God moment.
But what
he showed up in the mail.
In the my God.
Yes, he did.
See,
and God,
they don't know how real it is.
It happened, and I was like, wow. I got up and I took off running around the room because I was just so excited.
Yes.
Because it couldn't have come
at a better time.
At a better time. Now, it was a butt God moment.
Now, Miss Dolores, let me tell you something. Now, I just put this makeup on.
I'm sorry.
And these lashes on. Now, I know how you get. Now, don't start that. I already had like 2 or 3 butt God moments now. And that's why this is so real and why we want to be able to share these types of stories.
Yes.
Because, you know, you're real. I hope that everyone is enjoying G-Race, and I hope that you are actually sharing this wonderful platform with everyone. I want you to be able to feel comfortable. I feel like you can, you know, release, you know, anything that's holding you down, and that you're willing to share your story. We want it to be life-changing. We want you to feel like, you know what, I've been hiding for so long, but now I have an opportunity to let myself free, to be able to let the world know that I owe overcame a circumstance and that you had a but God moment that brought you through. How faith, how your resilience, how the redemption. Now, listen, some of you out there are now, what do they say, Phoenix is over the sun. Well, honey, you are now flying. You're over it. We want you to be able to say, I did it. I see the transformation, and I want to be able to share that story with you. I want to be able to get that out for you. I want you to feel love. I want you to feel welcome. I want you to feel, you know, care. And of course, guess what else? I want you to feel the funny. You're going to feel the funny regardless because it's with me. I want you to understand that when you come on G-Race, that you're not just coming on just to share your story, but you're sharing your life, and we're going to share it with you.